You're really no more than a fan. Yada, yada, yada. Probably the best biblical word for intimacy is the word know. But this knowing goes much deeper than knowledge. The Bible first uses this word to describe a relationship in Genesis chapter 4, verse 1. It says, Adam knew his wife. The Hebrew word for knew here is the word yada. Here's the best way to define the word yada: to know completely and to be completely known. But the NIV translates the word a little differently because it puts it in the context of what's happening. So your Bible probably says in Genesis 4, 1, Adam lay with his wife Eve. You get the picture? That is our context for yada. Now don't just giggle and brush past this. This is not just a yada, yada, yada moment. This is a yada moment between a husband and wife. It's this intimate connection on every level, to know and to be known completely. It's a beautiful picture that helps us get at what it really means to know Christ. There are other Hebrew words that could have been used to describe the sexual intimacy that is taking place. These words for sex are used later in Scripture and refer to the physical act or even procreation. But the word in Genesis 4 is yada, the Hebrew word for know. Clearly, when the Bible uses this word for know, it means much more than knowledge. It describes the most intimate of connections. One Hebrew scholar defines the word this way: a mingling of the souls. And that's more than knowledge, that's intimacy. So now you understand that this word translated know is used to describe a man and a woman being intimate with one another. They yada each other. With that in mind, I want to talk to you about how God wants to know and be known by us. And what I'm about to tell you will seem a little bit strange to some of you, a little bit weird. I get that. We can work through some of the weirdness together, but I at least wanted to give you a heads up going into it. If you trace the usage of yada through the Old Testament, you'll find that over and over again, this is the same word that's used to describe God's relationship with us. Over and over, yada is the word that is used to describe how God wants to be known by you, how he wants to know you. In fact, that's the way he already knows you. Psalm 139, David uses this word a half a dozen times to describe how God knows us. He writes, O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts, even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I am going to say even before I say it, Lord. Think about that. The same word, the same connection used to describe a man and a wife is used to describe how God knows you and how he wants